Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and you know what? Our guest this week is Mr. Terry Tate. Terry is a designer, shooter, builder of custom air rifles, big bore air rifles, and shotguns. Terry, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Thank you for having me, Luke.
You know, you've done an excellent job training me and a lot of other people to educating us to the fact that there are rifles, 45 caliber rifles, that are propelled, the bullets are propelled by air, compressed air, that could kill, I do believe, a Cape Buffalo. Is that right?
I certainly do think you could, under the right circumstances, with the right caliber air rifle. I believe it could be done. The gun you were shooting is a .452 caliber, and it's putting out about 350 foot-pounds of energy.
And these guns are accurate. By accurate, I mean you at 50, 60 yards, you can touch bullets with a scope and a rest. You know, a good shooter can. But you've shot them out to 100, haven't you, Terry?
They will shoot good groups out to 100 yards, and it's still plenty of energy to take some big game with. Yeah. A deer-sized game, and with good shot placement.
The shotguns, you know, you also make an air-powered 20-gauge shotgun, and I've shot these with you in the past. These things, I guess when you're really shooting a shotgun with the explosion of the powder, you don't really see or you can't experience the power of that shot. But this thing that you had shot through maybe a 3/8 inch piece of plywood. I saw some of the shot go through it. It's absolutely amazing how you can design, you know, get these guns to where they can put forth that much energy and that much power. Air rifles, big boy air rifles, I guess, you were telling me have been around since maybe the Lewis and Clark expedition. The success for it might have been contributed to an air rifle they had, right?
Yes, sir, and the air rifles were around in the early 1500s is when air rifles really came onto the scene, and that was one of the guns that Lewis and Clark took on their expedition. And it was considered, and still is considered, the most important gun in American history because of its travels with Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, you know, I've read, and you got me interested in the big bore guns, that they would break out that gun. I don't know what caliber it was, but they'd break it out when the Native Americans would come up and maybe be a little bit threatening. They'd put on a little shooting display, and this thing was way accurate, and it's pretty silent too, you know, pretty quiet. And I think that kind of got the American, the Native Americans on their side sometimes, right?
Yes, sir. It impressed the Indians with the amount of shots and how quiet it was with no smoke.
Exactly. And it's still impressing people today, Terry. I'm looking forward to getting with you on a hog hunt this coming week. And in many states, you can hunt big game with air rifles. But in Texas, for instance, you cannot. You can hunt exotics, and, you know, you can hunt hogs. You can hunt predators, but game animals, you can't hunt. Though you're telling me you're thinking those laws will change before much longer.
Yes, sir. Luke, I feel like they're going to be changing. There's lots of states that's changing their views on air guns now, and it's just a matter of time when they'll all look at air guns like they did crossbows.
You bet. Well, Terry, will you get back with us next week? We're gonna go hunting here in about 3 days, and then hopefully we'll have some pictures and some exciting talk for next week's show. Tell about the hunt.
Looking forward to it, Luke.
Okay, folks, we really enjoyed being with you today. Make sure next week and tune back in. We're going to talk about a hunt that Terry Tate and I are going to do here in just a matter of 2 or 3 days. So make sure and join me then.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, AHuntingLease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, Lights.com, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.